and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Shailendra, and here are the top stories.
Biocon has been named one of the world's leading employers in the biopharmaceutical sector. US-based Science Magazine's list of Science Career's top 20 employers has named Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw at number 5. Biocon debuted on the list in 2012 and has been inching towards the top since then. It moved to the 7th rank in 2018 and 6th in 2019. Online learning platform Udemy is in advanced talks to raise around $100 million in a new private funding round that will value the firm at over $3 billion. San Francisco-based Udemy has seen a boost in subscriptions this year as more people have stayed at home and opted for online learning due to the pandemic. The fresh capital would follow the $50 million Udemy raised in a Series E round from Japanese publisher Benes Holdings at a valuation of $2 billion in February. American e-commerce giant Amazon has written to India's market regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India and stock exchanges to consider the interim judgment of the Singapore International Arbitration Center while reviewing the proposed deal between Reliance Industries and Future Group. The Seattle-based retail giant has shared a copy of the interim judgment with SEBI, BSE and NSE. The proposed Future Group RIL transaction is subject to approvals from various regulatory authorities, including SEBI and the Competition Commission of India. A Slovakian company recently tested what they call an air car. ClientVision, a research and development company, has been working to develop a flying car for 30 years now. The developers say that the car is suitable for self-driven journeys or as a commercial taxi service. The car is capable of transforming itself into an airplane in just 3 minutes. The air car is powered by a BMW 1.6-liter engine. It has a car plane that has an effective power output of 140 HP with an estimated travel range of 1000 km and flight consumption of 18 liter per hour. Maruti Suzuki India, the country's largest car maker, said there is no immediate need for GST rate cut on passenger vehicles with demand looking good for the next few months. The auto major, with around 50% of market share in the domestic passenger vehicle segment, said the government can look at the GST relief if demand tapered off in the future. With the special mention of India contributing to Apple's record September quarter revenue, Apple CEO Tim Cook said that the record achieved in the country was due to the strong reception of their online store. Apple posted a record quarter revenue of $64.7 billion, with international sales accounting for 59% of the quarter's revenue. According to the New Canalys data, Apple registered a double-digit growth to nearly 800,000 units in the region during third quarter.
And that's all we have for you today. Have a good day.